This is Sean Amon, host of Boomer Radio here on KBMF 102.5 FM Willpower. I'll talk a little bit about my story with the station. I go way back. I didn't start DJing until January 2020. It seemed like I kind of predicted that the pandemic was going to happen. And so it was a really good use of time around then. But originally, I go back to the early days of KBMF when they were testing out the tower, the radio signal, and they were playing Steely Dan songs late at night. Clark Grant and Pat and some other guys were hanging around up here at the station at like 1 and 2 in the morning playing music that they liked and trying out the signal. Clark tried to talk me into having a show for about 4 or 5 years, and eventually I decided to do it. Probably after I really enjoyed one of my favorite shows is Don Anderson's Coordination Committee. That started airing, and I was like, man, it started lit a light bulb in my head, giving me ideas on stuff I can do. And so that kind of got me jump-started into DJing. I had to decide between DJing and doing the community garden, and I decided that the community garden would only be part of the year, right, not year-round. And it was a good thing to get me out of my house and to stop playing video games and to stop playing guitar and sitting around all the time inside. To get out and do these socials where we have like professional cooks bring food sometimes, and it's just so much fun. Some of the fun stuff that I've done, I got to do a live boxing event thing with Mike Opal, who's since passed. But that's one of the things I remember. We had some coordination with Matt Boyle on that as well. And that was kind of like a dream, really. I wish I could do it every week. But I started doing my show, which is sort of revolves around country music. I actually, the first couple of years running the show kind of inspired me to write an entire album that I released in April 2024 called With a Lean, a vinyl record that I released. And it was just me trying to write in the style of a bunch of kind of classic country songwriters. And I just come to the events here, and I love it, and I love listening to the shows. I hope everybody appreciates what KBMF means to the community. It's giving people this therapy. For some reason, we really need it in Butte because, you know, different things that have happened. There's lots of tragedy in Butte, and it's not the healthiest place all the time. But this is one of those things that we definitely need in the community. And I'm hoping that other people appreciate it as much as I do.